Our gospel today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seeds in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom and all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." So one of the very first things we as Christians learn is, right, Jesus loves us. But then after that, we learn that God created the heavens and the earth. God created the trees and the fields and the oceans and everything in it. And we're told that God created everything good. God looked at this world God made and called it good. God looked at you and at me and every human being on this planet and called us good. Yet, when we look at the world today, when we look at people, it's hard not to see sin, death, pain, grief. I mean, we're sitting outside wearing masks with not singing because of a pandemic. Wait a second. If God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it and called it good. Why do we live in a world where there's death? There's pain, where there's sickness, and where there's this pandemic that's going on with no end in sight. There's protests and racial and people arguing over how should we respond, and it's an election year on top of all that, right? We can't get away from all the things in the world that make us go, "Wait a second, God, you made the world and you called it good. What happened?" And this parable today, Jesus talks about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, we almost tend to think about it as heaven, but it is heaven, and it's also the kingdom of God here on earth. So Jesus is talking about the world, about the way the world is. And when they look at the world, they don't just see the goodness, the wheat. The workers see the weeds, the sin, the death, the oppression and injustice, the hunger, the pandemics. And they go to the master of the fields and say, "Who did this?" "The evil one." "Well, let's fix it," right? They go straight to the solution. "We need to fix this," right? Because the world, it was created good, it was created with lots of wheat. We need to remove the weeds. We need to remove all the bad actions from this world. And the master says, "No, you need to wait." And oh, that's not something we want to hear, right? We've been waiting for 4 months for COVID to be over, and it doesn't have any end in sight. African Americans have been waiting for generations to see racial justice. And we know by what's going on in the world that it's still here and it's still present. So to be told, "Wait, we need to wait? Wait for that magical day when God will appear and everything will be made right?" Like, wait? We've been waiting. I think this story can be read in a bunch of ways, and I think one of the dangerous ways of reading it is, well, I guess then if we're told to wait, there is literally nothing we can do. This is the way the world is. We just gotta wait, you know, the rapture and everything's fixed and God waves the magic wand and things go back to the way they're meant to be. But I don't think that's what Jesus is saying. I think Jesus is speaking a truth to the way the world is. And that is that the world was an oppression and injustice and hunger and exist. And they're tangled up with everything good. Like, you're picturing a field, right? We see the wheat and the weeds, but if you go under the soil, all of their roots would be intermingled with one another, so that if you pull one, if you're not careful, you can pull the good along with the bad. And biblical scholars think the weeds in this case aren't just like the weeds we see in our own yards, but Dornel, a very specific type of weed that looks just like wheat. But if you put it in with wheat, it ruins it, right? The wheat tastes horrible, and in even sad times, it can even poison you, right? It's really bad. You can't tell the difference. Or if you think you can and you're wrong, it has really, really bad consequences. So Jesus is saying, I think, good and evil, we don't want it, but we're entangled together. As Luther says, we are saint and sinner. They're mixed up both within society, but also within us. And that's really hard to hear. That's really hard to comprehend, to even think about it, because we want it to be easy. We want to be able to divide the world into wheat and to weeds, and to say, I'm a wheat, that person, that group of people, people who are like that are weeds, and if we just get rid of them, everything will be better. But history has shown every time we as humans have tried to blame society's problems on a person or a group of people, it has gone horribly wrong. We know the stories of the Holocaust, of the Japanese internment camps. We can even look at a recent evil like what happened with George Floyd and go, yes, that act was wrong. But then you look to how people talk about it and they want to say, let's get rid of all police because all police are bad. And then on the other side, you say, oh, look at the protesters destroying everything. That's bad. Let's get rid of all of them and the world will be fixed. But the truth is really more complicated than that. There's good and there's bad mixed in to groups of people and even within ourselves. And when we try to do God's job, getting rid of what we think is, so we're told to wait. But I don't think waiting means doing nothing. It just means not taking it upon ourselves to be the judge, jury, and executioner of other people. We can respond to injustice. The Bible is full of stories, and Jesus preaches again and again of our need to care for the oppressed and the hungry, to work for peace and justice. But we don't do the work by getting rid of groups of people, by saying, you are weeds, we're exterminating you. No. We acknowledge that we live in a world that has weeds. We acknowledge that we live in a world where sin and death and illness and injustice exists. And while we wait in hope of the day where God will make things good again, we can still do the work and hope that we all can grow to be more wheat than weeds, to push back against the evil that exists in our world, not by going after people, but by working against these causes of sin and injustice,
to care for people when they're hurting or they're grieving, so that we can all grow in faith and love together until that day, that promised day comes, when there is no more pain and no more sin and no more evil and only wheat. Amen.